You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. It has been a delight for me to spend these last few programs discussing my friend Revelo P. Oliver on these airwaves. He's someone that deserves the attention and the study that we hope we've inspired in you. So today we conclude my discussion with J. Hess of Revelo Pendleton Oliver. Listen.
I told about that analogy Dr. Oliver had about the longhorn steers and cattle, and I have no idea where that was. I'd love to do you know where I got that from?
Yes, that's from the Jewish strategy.
Okay, the Jewish strategy. Because I didn't do it justice, you know. I mean, Dr. Oliver is just, you know, as I mentioned, his subtleties are just so wonderful. One thing I noted about Dr. Oliver, I mentioned how you have to use a dictionary, and I noted that whenever he used a word, like he didn't just pick a word to be pretentious and like show off or something. Whenever he used a real fancy word, it had a very precise, exact meaning that fit perfectly the definition that he wanted to convey.
Yes, he wasn't pretentious. He was just a master at the art of using language.
And some people would think that you know, oh well, he's just going out of his way to show what a big shot he is, you know. But like I said, I've noted that whenever I've looked up one of those words that I wasn't familiar with, it always had a very precise and exact meaning that conveyed his ideas perfectly.
Absolutely. With most people, and I include myself in this, language is kind of a blunt weapon. It's useful, but it's nothing compared to the way Dr. Oliver could wield the English language in his hands instead of a stick. And of course, a stick is useful sometimes. You know, if I'm speaking, my language is a stick. But when Dr. Oliver spoke or wrote, his language was either a flamethrower or an atomic weapon.
Or a very precise surgical scalpel.
Yes, that too. That too. I think Dr. Oliver is one of the very few writers who can literally make me not only laugh out loud, but have prolonged laughter.
Yes, definitely. It is so sad to think that he's been gone for 25 years now.
It's hard to believe, really. He was an important part of my life, a great friend, a great man, and he changed my life, and I'm determined that he's going to change many other people's lives for as long as I have enough get up and go to keep putting out his material. I'm going to keep on doing it.
And that's one of the most noble purposes a man could have in life, and I have the same sentiments. I mean, my life is dedicated to preserving the knowledge that our people will need at some time in the future, and that gives me great satisfaction.
Me too. I remember my last visit to Dr. Oliver. It was on his birthday in July of the year 1994, a little over 25 years
ago.
And I
believe his birthday's July 7th, isn't it?
I believe that's correct, yes.
That's my mother's birthday.
Oh, what
well.
A coincidence. There's only a 1 in 365 chance of that. Yeah, he was born.
Obviously, I remember that because, you know, my mother's birthday, you always remember your mother's, and I noted Dr. Oliver was the same day.
Yeah, he was born when when I think the horse and buggy was still a major form of transportation in this country, and there was no radio to speak of, no broadcast radio anyway, and Theodore Roosevelt was president, and yet he died in the age of the internet and was using computerized word processors. So quite a span of time. Another thing people might not know about Dr. Oliver is during World War II, he was involved in cryptography and worked for a secret agency of the War Department in Washington. And
he never did reveal exactly what that was, did he?
No, he kept his oath, although
I was going to make that point. Dr. Oliver was a truly honorable man, even though he knew the work that he was doing was being used by our enemies. He took an oath not to reveal, and he kept that oath. Great man of honor. And I don't know if we've mentioned the significance of his name, how it's a palindrome.
Yes, that's right.
Reads the same way, both forward and backwards.
That's right. Revelo is Oliver spelled backwards. And I have known two people in my life who had palindromic names. Most people don't know any. But
and I don't think Dr. Oliver really liked that. I recall reading somewhere.
He said that the name Revelo was the burden of the eldest or only son in his family for six
That's
generations.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. So it was a burden, but he used his real name. I remember that last visit, though, and Dr. Oliver was quite ill. He was coughing up blood. He knew he had lung cancer, but just a couple of months earlier, he was in the full vigor of life. He was writing. He was producing. I think he was pleased with his life. And in a letter to one of his correspondents just a couple of months before he died, he knew he was very sick. He said in the letter, "I hope that I am recovering slowly from my illness." But I don't really think he thought he was recovering. When I saw him, he said, "This is going to kill me." And of course, a month and a half later, he took his own life because he did not want to live with an impaired brain, and the cancer in his lungs had metastasized to his throughout his body, and he knew that eventually that would affect his thinking, and he chose not to live in the world under those circumstances. He spent a lot of time and energy intensively making arrangements so that his wife would be taken care of after he was gone. And he said in that same letter, about talking about his the outcome of his illness and the treatment of it, "I am not much interested in the outcome, however. I have had a life that I made for myself and should be content with it." And then he quoted from Algernon Swinburne's Proserpina, "From too much love of living, from hope and fear set free, we thank with brief thanksgiving, whatever gods may be, that no man lives forever, that dead men rise up never, that even the weariest river winds somewhere safe to see."
Well, Dr. Oliver represented the true Spartan spirit.
Indeed he did. Indeed he did. And I don't know what happens to human intelligence or soul when the life of our body ends, and Dr. Oliver thought that it merely winked out. I'm not certain that's right, but he may be right.
It lives on in our people.
That is certainly true.
People like you and myself make that possible so that his works will continue to live.
Well, I want to thank you, Jay. Is there anything that you haven't mentioned that you wanted to get in on today's program?
Oh, boy, there's so much, but I guess it'll have to be left for another day, because really I wish I would have been able to sit down with some of my notes. I've made copious notes over the years of commentary of Dr. Oliver's works, and And like I said, they're all down in the Dr. William Luther Pierce Library. But I certainly enjoyed this, and I look forward to getting together again.
Thank you, Jay. I will just say that that library that Will Williams, the chairman of the National Alliance, is building, the Dr. William Luther Pierce Memorial Library, is not only going to be preserving the works of Revelo Oliver, but it's preserving many, many, many valuable works that would otherwise be lost. Dr. Pierce's works of that he wrote himself, and also the works that he thought were particularly valuable and saved, and several other libraries of intellectual racialists who had collected large book collections have been incorporated. And it's an extremely important project, and it's something that the National Alliance can do and deserves the support of the public. It's going to be something that, if all goes as we plan, this material will be available to scholars, and it will be preserved, and it will not be lost, and parts of it, the most valuable parts, will be digitized so that the world can see them even if they can't travel to Tennessee. One thing I'd like to do that I don't know how I'm going to do it because I'm so tied up with deadlines for my National Alliance work and my other work, but I would like at some point to find somebody who could take over my work as editor-in-chief of National Vanguard and take over American Dissident Voices so that I can publish books and write books. And one of the books I'd like to publish would be the complete political works of Dr. Revelo P. Oliver. I think that deserves to be a series of high-quality paperback books that sell at a reasonable price so that anybody can buy a complete set. That's something that definitely needs to be done. I personally hold the rights to all of his works. The rights were given in his will to George Dietz, and George Dietz assigned them to me. And so I intend to do that sometime before I die. That's one of my goals, Jay.
That's a very commendable goal and something that's vitally important for our people. And I will certainly do whatever I can to bear the load so that you can devote your energies towards that.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for doing all the things you've done. I'm certain that you don't receive enough thanks, but we appreciate it. Your people will appreciate it. And this radio show, it's a digital file. It's going to be copied again and again and again. Somebody might be listening to it 500 years from now, if we win.
And we will win.
Well, thank you very, very much, Jay Hess. It's been a wonderful experience to share these quotes from Dr. Oliver. And I'll be looking to the website, both National Vanguard, it will be announced there, but also Revelo-Oliver.com, Revelo-Oliver.com, where we will have some new material never before seen by the world from the pen of Dr. Oliver in 2020, just a few months from now. Thank you, Jay, for being on ADV.
Thank you, Kevin.
Greetings, fellow white people. Nazi propaganda bot here. Have you visited NordicResistanceMovement.org yet? If not, why? Are you an English cigarette? At Nordic nordicresistancemovement.org, you will find the latest and the greatest regarding the movement and the Nordic people's struggle. Activist reports with action from the streets. Ideological articles to stimulate your mind. Videos, interviews, radio and more. From the week gone by, you will find an article written by Simon Lindbergh himself. He wrote about our vision for a united North contra-ecologist ILEU. We also published Simon Holmquist's article called The Psychology of Genocide, which details how whites have been tricked into hating themselves and need to wake up to the glory of their ancestry. So you think this sounds nice? You want some of this? Then head on over to NordicResistanceMovement.org and get your daily dose of National Socialist stimulus.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating, 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. we will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.